Welcome back to another Hilchos Shabbos year. We are continuing the halachos of Havitzah, of carrying on Shabbos. We learned last year, you're not allowed to wear two belts on top of each other, two chagurois, unless each one is tied around a different article of clothing, then it's fine. And the shaila is lahalacha, what's the halacha about wearing a gartel outside without an eriv? Wearing gartel around a jacket outside without an eriv. So a gartel is something that a lot of Hasidim, a lot of Haimish people wear it. L'kavod the davening, l'kavod tefillah, l'kavod davening. They wear a gartel. Is it mutter to wear this gartel outside? Because it's not really a beggar. It's only l'shem tefillah. So that's pashut. The Paiskim say if you have a long bekacha, a gartel around that, that's for sure. That's part of the tzuras habeged. It's not only for davening. It looks much better with a gartel when you have a long beged, when you have a long bekacha. So therefore, that's pashut. It's not a shaila of hoitzah and Shabbos. But the question is, if you have a short jacket, is it mutter to wear a gartel outside on Shabbos? What's the shaila? Because maybe it's not really an article of clothing, this gartel, just made for davening. I'll read you what it says in the Sefer Bris Olam from Yom and Zilver. He writes like this, Venira, Duha din b'chagura ha'loiv shen l'kavad ha'tvila, d'kivin d'loi hava ketachshet el v'shash mispal uv'rechoy mispayish leilich boy, and you're embarrassed to walk in the street, hava chagura gabagura, it's like a belt on top of a belt. You don't need to hold up your pants, it's just there for tvila, and maybe you're embarrassed to walk out with it. V'afil ha'hichet ha'mafsik beg of a name, even if it's a top of your jacket, im roiv pom mispayish leilich b'rechoy, then libi mefak bek ma'oid, him yeshloi din beged. I'm very not sure if it's called a beged. The chagura mitzat atzmi will have a beged. I was mishamish the beged, and it's only for tefillah. And therefore he holds that you should not wear a gartel outside on your short jacket on Shabbos without an eruv. The mechazitzot's matir, and mechazitzot says, since it's a beged choshev that you wear because the cover tefillah, so of course it's a beged. You should only wear it for davening because that's the special time you get ready for davening. But avada has a chashivas beged. And the truth is, it's Mavuya and Ramosha Feinstein as well, that it's not a problem to wear it outside. There's an Igus Moshe in Arachayim Chelik Vei Simon Ayin Vav. He was asked about wearing a gartel over your tie, basically under your jacket. Could you wear a gartel under your jacket outside without an Erev? He's taka embarrassed to wear it on top of his jacket. He wants to wear it under his jacket. And he writes like this, that the only time you're allowed to wear a gartel is Rakesh Yesh Begim Mafsik B'neim. Then it's Mutter. But Lilvash Chagura Al Mechnasayim Sheshlam Chagura Acheres, if you have a belt around in your pants, Oslech versus Rabbim with Kamas of Shabbos. He says, it's holding down the tie. He says, Va tie ain't a malbush a shaykh lachar of chagura. And he says, it's not like a tie pin. A tie pin, Ramosha says, there, that alone is a decoration, a tachshit. But this gartel around your belt, that's not called a tie pin. And therefore, he holds, you should not wear it under your jacket. Now, the Shmir Shabbos Gilchasa writes, Umutal al-Odam lotzes kishu chogur ba'avre tamyuchal tfila afa pi, that he's wearing a belt. And he says, not a problem. And he brings on the Aura Ramosha's Machma on this. I saw in the Sefer Megillah Sefer, in that Sefer I saw, that he says that it's not a machlokes Igus Moshe and Shmir Shabbos Gilchasa. Igus Moshe is talking about a person who wears his gartel on his jacket for davening. Now, when he goes in the street, he wears it under his jacket. Zokra Moshe, that's called carrying because that's not the normal way of wearing the gartel. But if you, the derech of you to wear a gartel is under your jacket, then you can wear it, according to the Megillah Sefer, even according to Ramosha, you can wear it, it's not a problem of a master, because that's the way you wear it. And that's what Shmir Shabbos Gachasa means, that's not a machlekes. And I saw in the Arch of Shabbos as well, he says, Mutter lotzeis ba'avnei tamachuna gartel, hanosun agabi ha'me'ila al-yoin, va'af shesh lechaguru ha'begot ha'tachas me'il, va'tam shum derech levisha. And he says, but if it's under your jacket, you should not wear it. So the bottom line is, when it comes to a gartel, wearing a gartel on top of your jacket, your short jacket, even though there are some who say that's called a masoi maisa, you have who to be soimich on, you have the Michas Yitzchak, the Rav Moshe Feinstein, the Shmir Shabbos Gachasa, all hold it's not a problem to wear a gartel above your jacket, even without an eruv. Under your jacket, pashtus, it would be usur, and it would be considered carrying if you wear the gartel under your jacket, even though it's holding down your tie, because it's not a tie pin. There is a Shmir Shabbos Gachasa that says if that's the way you wear a gartel, even in shul, so then it would be mutter to wear it under your jacket, because that's the way you wear it. And that's the halacha l'maisa l'chayra when it comes to gartel. Now, if the gartel is very loose and it might fall off, that's a different problem. Anything you wear that might fall off is a different problem of haitzah because you might come to carry it. And therefore, you have to make sure the gartel is very tight on your jacket.